Another critical factor to consider is the history of a population or populations within the neighborhoods that we serve within our catchment area or areas. For instance, in communities with disproportionate rates of arrest and incarceration of young men, there may be widespread distrust of police, the court system, and other institutions. How does this affect the degree to which such young men and their families trust behavioral health service systems? Are there other environmental conditions we should consider? This may refer to the physical environment, such as neighborhoods with high rates of pollution or crumbling infrastructure. Or it may be a neighborhood with a number of grassroots organizations working together to try to address some of the basic needs of residents. Such conditions can also shape the way in which racially and ethnically diverse residents and their families seek help when they need it. As a result, behavioral health providers should always seek to build collaborative relationships in the neighborhoods that they serve. These relationships can be developed with other service providers, grassroots organizations, and local resident leaders. Any group or individual that plays an important role in the social life of the children, youth, and families that we serve should be examined as a potential asset to our work.